Hello everybody, it's Municital23 back in another video. This is the third video on misunderstood, misused, twisted, and misinterpreted scriptures, verses and passages in the Bible which are just commonly misunderstood. So the passage I want to talk about today is John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5, which says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So this verse, like Acts 2:38, which I talked about a few weeks ago, and several others, is used by some to try to teach that you need to be baptized in order to be saved. And this arises from the statement in verse 5 that says, Except a man be born of water. Catholics and groups like them who do not believe that salvation is by faith alone think that being born of water is referring to baptism. But this is not the case. Being born of water refers to the physical birth, the natural birth. In the next verse, Jesus says, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And in verse 7 it says, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. So here Jesus is talking about how the product of a birth is related to the nature of its birth. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Notice how he doesn't mention being born of water again, and that's because the flesh mentioned in verse 5 or verse 6 and the water mentioned in verse 5, they're interchangeable. Okay, so we as humans with a fleshly body, we're also happen to be made up of like 70% water. Okay, that's what it means being born of water, just when he says that which is born of flesh is flesh. Not only that, but when an actual human birth takes place, just before a woman gives birth, the water breaks, as it's called. So notice also how in verse 7, Jesus says that ye must be born again. He doesn't say you have to be born again twice or born in two different ways. He just says you have to be born again just once by the Spirit. The birth of water is the first, the natural birth that we've already experienced. Okay, we're all... Every human being who is alive has already been born of water, whether they're baptized or not. And this is further shown by Scripture by the fact of salvation, which definitely declares that salvation is by faith and does not require baptism. It says in Acts chapter 16, verse 30 to 31, And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And then Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So Jesus said in the same sermon also in John chapter 3, which he's talking to Nicodemus, he said in verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that means anyone, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I also pointed this out in the video on Acts 38, but the thief on the cross also in Luke chapter 23 was promised an entrance into paradise, and yet he never had an opportunity to be baptized because he died on the cross. He was being crucified. So there's no requirement of baptism. Even those who are not baptized, if they believe on Jesus, they will still have the opportunity to see the kingdom of God. It has nothing to do with baptism. It's the natural birth. So thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.